We're coming back for sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/warstories2. I've got Bubba. So we've just went through, Bubba shared some of his strange stuff that's happened. We're going through this list of responses that I got to a question on Twitter. Again, the question is, what's some weird stuff you've seen? And there was like 60 or 70 different answers, and some of them were really good. I would recommend checking out the last one there that we just talked about on War Stories 1, so sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/warstories1. Of course, I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. I've got Bubba Wilson, and then one of my students, Lewis, he's sharing some of his stories. All right, so Lewis was telling us he playing street football or football in middle school, whatever, landed on his shoulder and had a displaced clavicle fracture, not a open, but displaced. So tell me just a little bit about the story.
I was playing football at the park with my friends, and I tried jumping over someone because he had tripped and hit me in my legs, and most of my weight landed on my shoulder, and I heard a crack, and my collarbone overlapped, and when I got the x-ray, the doctor said I could have died because they almost stabbed me on my neck.
We weren't there. We didn't see the x-ray, so I'm not questioning the doctor, right? So this is not completely our situation, but how real do you think that threat is?
It's there. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff behind the clavicle. So which way did it displace?
He said it displaced it up, pointing towards his jugular. So
yeah, I mean, but where on the clavicle was it fractured? I mean, who knows?
So and so I've also heard of clavicles being fractured and puncturing along, like going down and puncturing the lung. So that's something that's very serious. Or like cutting the muscle here, the pec. Now, one of the coolest things I ever did was I went with Dr. Kirby, and I saw him set a clavicle from one of our injured kids. And it was brutal because that stink of burning flesh when he does that surgery, it was like I almost seriously passed out. But just seeing him go in there and cut that away, pull it up and using a drill and literally drilling a piece of metal right there into the kid's clavicle, like that was one of the coolest things that I as an athletic trainer, I've been able to do is just seeing those surgeries. It was a really cool experience. So thanks for reminding me of that there, Lewis.
I had a kid dislocate his shoulder during pregame form tackling. So my first response is your form sucks, obviously, with my sense of humor. That's a longer story for another time because there was more to it than that. Also had a non-contact tibia fracture from a quarterback running down the line of scrimmage to run the option and planted to cut up field and was like he got shot by a sniper and ended up had a tibia fracture that had to get fixed. I like reading these and hearing them because I'm like, oh, I had this too. I remember more stuff all the time.
Yeah, see, I knew you would. All right, so Geeky Athletic Trainer, which is at Geeky, @ATHLTRAINR. All right, so if you just, on Twitter, Geeky Athletic Trainer, so you had quite a few responses there. And some really interesting ones. There was a volleyball player that accidentally severed her radial artery trying to get net poles set up. So in volleyball, setting the upright poles, severed her radial artery. So I was like, how does that possibly happen? Because I'm trying to think through the process. So I asked for an explanation, right? All right, so real quick, I'm talking to my students here. You guys know where your radial artery is? Where's your radius? Where's your radius? All right, thumb side of your forearm. Good, so it'd be somewhere right along the radius, right? All right, so the radial artery. So what happened is they had just redone the floor, so the varnish or whatever had sealed the holes down where the volleyball poles go. And somebody thought using a pocket knife to dig those up would be a really good idea. So the volleyball girl is using a pocket knife to dig the flaps up on the floor and just slice that artery and Yeah, I don't have all the details of like what happened or if they, you know, called 911 or
Once you said knife on the floor, it pretty much seals the deal right there of what happened.
Yeah. I think everybody knows that I love my wife. I absolutely love my wife. But she was trying to take this seed out of an avocado and she had stabbed it to pry it out, but it slipped. And so then she cut like her thumb right here. So she didn't cut her radial artery, but she cut her thumb open on Father's Day. And so I just think of that, like, that is such a bad idea to try and stab this round,
don't
slippery
object.
Doesn't
she know you're supposed to go long ways with the knife? Right.
Well,
she does now.
I don't know what happened. I was outside barbecuing and her mom came out. Jeremy, Sarah needs you. She just cut her thumb off, I think is what she said. But go in there. I'm like, okay, well, we need to rinse it out really well and we'll finish eating and then we'll go get stitches.
Yeah.
And that's
pretty much. We don't want to ruin the meal. It can wait. You're all right.
That's pretty much what happened. I was like, you know, we need to go get that cleaned out because it was a food product. And anyway,
rub a little dirt on it.
So be smart when you're dealing with knives. All right. So a soccer player tore the ACL dancing, again, from Geeky Athletic Trainer, the LCL dancing. I've heard of people tearing ACLs twerking before.
Yep.
Yeah. Adrian is twerking right now. So I don't even know how that, you know, whatever. I guess it just happens. But this one was really strange. The Geeky Athletic Trainer said they had lockers collapsed on a soccer player, fracturing her hip 5 different places. And so, like, essentially what happened is, like, somebody leaned on the lockers and then they just fell over and fell on top of this girl and fractured her hip. Like, it was, I don't know, crazy. So you just go in there to, again, the locker room, and you got a kid with the 5 different hip fractures. All right, have you ever seen a scapular fracture?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Quarterback got sacked, and, I mean, it was pretty, you know, just that I've got pain on the backside of my shoulder, and it went, you know, palpating, like, get an x-ray, and there it is.
Okay, so
nothing too sexy in the grand scheme of things. I mean, just hurry up and wait.
All right, so tell me a little bit more. Like, did you think that there was a fracture right then, or was it like, okay, well, the pain's not going away, let's get it checked out?
Yeah, I mean, they've got decreased strength, they got decreased motion, obviously, because anything you do, raising your arm, your scapula is involved, and, you know, so they couldn't play, right? They couldn't raise it and throw it, so we waited, and it was just tender enough. You're like, man, it's a weird spot to have, you know, tenderness with palpation, so let's go see what's going on.
So, again, this like a normal sign is point tender over where the fracture would be.
Yeah.
Right there. Decreased range of motion, swelling.
Yep.
So, very interesting. I don't know that I haven't ever experienced one, but it was this story from Geeky Athletic Trainers, kind of the same thing. The quarterback landed flat on his back, fractured the scapula.
Yeah. Ours was sacked, you know, same thing. Loaded on his, lands on his back.
All right. So, how do they treat that?
They didn't do anything with it.
Is it like an old clavicle fracture where they put them in the, like,
you put them in a sling.
A sling and just let it heal?
Yeah.
Now, was your clavicle, scapular fracture like a complete or just like a partial?
It would be an interesting question. I'll ask one of our guys, but I think if it's complete, depending, they may actually go in and try to
screw it back together.
Put wire or something in there. I'd have to ask. I don't know how they would do that, but it healed up. You know, they just put them in a sling. So just, there was a line in there. I had a humerus fracture in college on a receiver that was blocking. And he was blocking a defensive back, and somebody fell into his arm, fractured his humerus. And the interesting thing was he's laying on the ground, and it was on our sideline, and our team physician just stepped out and reduced it right there, set it right there, and then walked him in for an x-ray. So, but you could just see it, and then he just goes.
That's kind of what we were talking about before we started the show, or at the very beginning of the war stories, was that the reduction, you know, every physician I've ever seen or ever heard from said reduce it right away if possible within, you know, 1 or 2 tries. And so there you go, just right away, boom, reduce the damage, reduce the swelling, reduce the pain. And, you know, if you're an orthopedic surgeon, that's what you do. So either do it now or do it a couple hours later in the OR. So very cool. I remember in high school seeing the first dislocated elbow. It was kind of the same thing. Somebody fell on their arm extended. And so then I don't think we had team doctors on the sidelines back then, but I actually saw Dr. Crumby reduce one on the sidelines of one of our kids.
I remember that one.
Yeah. He actually couldn't get it. And then like when the kid went to stand up, he had just the right amount of tension and it just like thump, popped right back in place. But kid ended up, I think, wearing a brace and playing the rest of the season. So
the ones I've dealt with have been in wrestling and no physician around, and they didn't want me to touch them. Leave me the bleep alone. I'm like, that's fine. Let me at least make sure you've got a pulse and feeling, and then I'll send you to the ER. But I was almost begging them, let me help you out. No, leave me alone. Don't touch me. All right. Let's make sure you got a pulse and, you know, all that. And then, Mom, here you go. Have a good time.
So the wrestlers just didn't want you to deal with it. And
two different ones.
Was this when you were working at a school or through the hospital?
School.
So, like, these were – you were supposed to be the athletic trainer there on site working with those kids. Were they your kids or visitors?
One and one.
One? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't touch me. That's fine. Let me just check the bad stuff. Then that way I can give them some information. So
that always makes me think of there was a kid, like, just almost any time, like if I go to touch a kid, like, you know, hey, they know who I am, right? So it's my kid. So I go to evaluate them and they like, they hit at my hand. I'm like, if you hit at my hand again, we're either going to call the ambulance.
Right.
Or you're just going to just lay here by yourself. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to check you out while you're hitting at me. Right. You're not going to do that. And like, it's just that's just not going to happen. But I don't know that I've ever had somebody like, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Usually once I say that, they're like, okay, fine. Yeah. But
that's fine. If you don't want me to touch you, I won't. You don't want me, you know, don't mess with that. That's fine. Let me check this stuff. We'll put you in a sling and mom can take you and that, you know, everybody's happy.
Somebody had an allergic reaction when the football player wore a dirty girdle he found laying on the locker room floor because he forgot his. From Jenny Williams, which is SJWATC on Twitter, so you could
because
tweet at her.
Because that right there is why football players get the moniker of being stupid. And that's also, if it's a freshman, why they deserve the term of stupid freshman.
All right. Megan Marcel, which is Megalo, M-E-G-A-L-L-O on Twitter, said she worked rodeo and the bull stepped on the guy in a place that no guy wants to be stepped on. So when the boss went out, the guy came back and said, yep, they're out of the skin. So the guy's testicles are hanging outside of the
sack.
And then the guy didn't even want to tell anybody because he didn't want his girlfriend to freak out, so he drove himself to the hospital with his testicles hanging out of the skin. Now I would think that Megan is making up this story, but after working the rodeo just like one night with Sean, I am 100% sure that is
accurate. Got about four we won't do it on this broadcast, but there's about four stories from the rodeo this year alone.
Yeah, I mean, I've told some of y'all guys about the bull stepping on the guy, him being unconscious, and then him driving himself home for 4 hours, 4 hours away, because it's like he repeated the same story like 10 times within an hour, and those guys are nuts. All right, so Megan also said, maybe next year if I take kids on a field trip again to the Pasadena Rodeo, I'll make sure that they go for the injury part, for the rodeo part, and that way they can actually see some of that stuff, because
how do you get the guy working the barrel, how do you get him out of there when he's unconscious?
Were you there for that?
No, but just think about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different world altogether in what you deal with there and what you got to think about.
So did you ask how they did that?
Basically he woke up eventually and got out, but I know of one that was had a C-spine that was in the barrel, and they basically got a backboard into the barrel.
No way.
And slid him out, yeah. But also, what do you got to think about all kinds of stuff. We need to go out there and take care of this rider, but the animal's still in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going out there with the animal still in the arena, or the animal unsecured in the arena. So there's all kinds of things in rodeo that you never think about until all of a sudden you go, hadn't thought about that. You know, it's a different world. It's a different sport altogether, and not just in getting stepped on in certain places, you know. You as you learn, I'm fine. I'm driving 4 hours. I want to go home. Okay. You're an adult, and this injury isn't one we can force you to go to the hospital for.
Crazy stuff. I recommend anybody, any athletic trainer, volunteering to work a rodeo in your area as part of the sports medicine team, and just to see the craziness that is rodeo athletes. All right, so we're going back to Woodford County Sports Medicine. I think that's what the CO means. Woodford CO Sports Med. They had a state wrestling, and a kid was kicked in the jewels, and the swelling ensued. Seems to be a lot of
testicular stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had to go to the ER and have the scrotum drained.
That's cringeworthy.
Yeah. That is no fun. And so getting kicked hurts enough, but then having a needle stuck in there. I guess at that point, though, it kind of felt good because all that pressure, all that swelling in there, so having it drained probably was a relief. All right, Miss Kimmery, which is KJ Sigmund on Twitter, had a b-ball athlete with not one but two spontaneous pneumothoraces or pneumothoraxes in 2 years.
Nice.
So what are your thoughts there, Bubba?
I have none. I mean, I'm just thinking, really, you know.
And so I think she said they ended up finding that the kid had a family history of something like that.
Yeah.
And then I think he said one in 2 years. Yeah. I'm forgetting all the details, all these stories are getting intermingled. But Yeah. I know what it was. It was a cultural thing. So the athlete was of a culture that something like that might be normal.
Right.
And she messaged me privately.
Well, not normal, but more prevalent.
Yeah, she messaged me privately, so I don't know. I don't think it's okay to share. Otherwise, she would have put it right on Twitter. So, all right. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap up War Stories 2 right here with that, and then we'll come back in a second. So again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/warstories2. So continue along with the story with the interesting stories from the athletic trainers. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/warstories2. I'm Jeremy Jackson. Bubba on Twitter is ATCLAT Bubba. And you can find us at NATA convention at the Dragonfly Max booth. Come and visit us. That's a wrap.